The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. They say it's your birthday. They say it's your birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
The Great Donovan! Whoa!
Thank you, Mino.
Hello, Donovan.
Hey, Mino.
And Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you Banana Dan.
You do have one incredibly hot back, Mino. It's the first time I'm... Well, don't
you
ruin it.
Stare at it all day.
Yeah, don't ruin it. There you go. That's more like it. You turn around.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Like here, joining us now, it's the Hardline, which is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Des.
Corby and Danny.
Corby Davidson
and Danny Bayless.
And Corby apparently couldn't get to the studio at 2:30.
Snake.
We had business going on.
Or 2:40.
Business.
Respect rehearsals, please.
Business. That means golf.
No. No, it's Thursday.
He needed a big 18. Like, we got to the 18th tee, and we're like, how are we going to work this out?
And once again...
He said, we're going to birdie this, is what we're going to do.
Yep. Yep. And we're going to waltz into that studio, one under par in our last one hole.
Okay. I'll try.
Well, today you get to have extra golf talk because Donovan joins us.
You know it.
Well-known golfer.
Played Saturday. Got up and down.
Attaboy.
Where'd you play?
Grand Oaks.
What is that?
Grand Prairie.
Interesting.
It's a golf course, Corby.
I wish I could play there.
Must be a little too public for Corby.
Yeah.
Or a little too private, depending on where we're going here.
Today is Monday, March 8th, the 67th day of the year. 298 days remain in 2021.
If your staff is not wearing a tuxedo, I don't want to be at your golf course.
On this day in 1930, Babe Ruth signed a two-year contract for $160,000 with the Yankees.
To play a game. I mean,
maddening,
for real.
$80,000 a year in 1930. The highest paid player of all time when the reporters...
More
pointed out he was earning more money than the president of the United States. The Babe said, I had a better year than he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all laughed and agreed. Indeed, you did.
How many teachers could you have paid for 80 grand in 1930?
Oh, my God. The
did that get brought up?
The Yankee general manager.
Had to have.
Ed Barrow claimed, no one will ever be paid more than Babe Ruth.
Did that age well?
This day in 1979, Philips demonstrated a prototype compact disc player during their press conference. Kind of their iPhone-type press conference. Where they had a little headset on and were stalking the stage.
Man, that changed everything. That changed the game.
And they held it real still.
Yeah, because you don't want to blow on it.
No.
Blow on it if it didn't work.
This is a sports disc, man. You can hold this one.
You can run with it.
This way or this way.
On this day in 2004, Todd Bertuzzi hit forward Steve Moore during a game. Bertuzzi was a Canuck. Hit Moore from behind, leaving him with career-ending injuries, including a broken neck. And Bertuzzi was basically suspended for 17 months.
Mm.
Can I go somewhere and sell my CDs?
What's that?
I have a whole lot of CDs.
Yeah, half-price books. I did it years ago.
Yeah?
You will get a lot less than you paid for them.
I hold on to them like Top Shot? Maybe they'll grow
in
value.
They'll be big.
You'll get more at Josie Records.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of them.
How will you do a CD review if you get rid of them all?
I don't think you want to do that.
Good point, Bob.
Do you have them in a book, or are they in their cases?
Was that the ender?
Cases.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get them out of the cases and into a just a book.
Right.
That looks like a phone book, and you can just stash that underneath your sink or something like that to not take up space. Put the sleeve in there. That way you can have all the, you know.
And I can read the lyrics when I listen to them and sing along with track four.
I just...
Sleeve of Wizard.
All of the, this is coming back and that's coming back. Just hang on to them.
They're never coming back.
Okay.
Just hang on to them.
Vinyl came back.
Cassettes came back.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Where can you go get a cassette right now?
Josie Records, Good Records.
Who has the ability to play a cassette?
You looking at him, fool?
Dude, he walks around. He walks around with his boombox in the hallway here.
Do you have LL CDs?
Do I have LL CDs? That may have been the dumbest question you've ever asked me.
Trust me.
Do you have parents just don't understand?
The dumbest question.
No, I don't. I don't think I have Will Smith CD.
No.
Hello, cool.
White guys have that.
Fuji rap.
On this day in 2014, Malaysia Airlines flight 370 with 239 people on board.
Tribe?
Vanished.
Yes.
Still flying around, Dan.
During a flight to Beijing.
Wu-Tang?
BDP?
I remember covering this every day on the news.
Yeah. They're going to find that.
No BDP.
I have the single of BDP.
Right now it's the show Lost.
Nas?
Yes.
P1 birthdays, we start with my wife.
Haitian Jack.
Fat Boys.
Haitian Jack.
This is from Daniel. My wife, Lana Beck, is 32.
Name her Lana. Name her Lana.
Oh, what an underrated song.
You and the Hang Zone are her leaders. She misses movies with you and Jake. She would like to know why Jake says baseball whenever she is mentioned on the air. Whenever the name Lana is mentioned.
Baseball.
To get to third base with you.
Does she not know about the baseball Lana?
Yeah, probably not that well known, Dan.
Name her Lana Lane.
Well, didn't she get the Twitter address at Lana? How's that Lana doing these days?
Baseball.
Right, doing like baseball stuff.
Look at all of us looking her up.
Like the first year of the
Lana
Twitter,
Beck would, is gearing up for March Madness. Would like to see UNT hopefully advance. Is there a fight song we could play them? Picture attached. She likes to party. That's from Daniel Beck. So Lana Beck. That's good fine. P1. Strong.
Hey, Lana.
She's so strong, she also got a shout-out from another P1, Mark Klein. So there you go. We have my V1 sister-in-law, Natalie Storrs. That is from Vincent and Allison.
Vincent, you were my brother.
Will Mayberry. Look, leaders are Pat Summit and Buddy Ryan.
This says Lana, followed by Donovan Lewis.
Her P1, Tommy Nelson.
She loves baseball. I've been sliding in those DMs.
And Gabe Kapler. And Sean Bass.
Happy birthday to P1 Eric, not Pleric, from Burleson. Would like to hear an aggressive montage.
Expo?
This is from Caleb Schumann, who says, also, he recently lost his mom. Can we get a moment of silence for his mother?
Paul in... What? That never works out.
Not even his mom.
Do you think he wanted that? Would you want that?
Yes, that's why you asked for the moment of silence. So George can interrupt.
No, I want silence. Like, it's respectful to have silence. And not someone interrupting
it. Let's try it again.
All right, so please, I need this moment of silence.
What do you mean?
Paul in...
You got double dip, man.
Wow.
Damn it.
You're going to have to pay him twice.
Try again. Certainly it'll work this time.
Yeah.
One more time?
My daughter,
one
Cadence,
more time?
Is 8. Her leader is the sea cow. She is his youngest Twitch stream P1.
Oh, God.
Cadence Messi 14.
She listens to his Twitch stream?
Says
she
here
watches
she loves
him.
His cussing and wild-ass comments. We'd like to hear any sea cow drop.
As he's
from Twitch streamer Bedroll25.
He's pounding Woodford on the air and There's an 8-year-old watching.
Laughing.
What's your job? Yeah.
What time do you fire out of bed?
Please send a just the highest out to level my little of brother, BS, Andrew man. Maynard, is 37. Leaders are Dan and George. Would like to hear Beavis and Butthead laughing.
You know, Dan and George, Jake, that does that remind you? Dan George, you know who that is? Chief Dan George is the Native American in The Outlaw Josie Wales. The guy that won't shut up. The Indian that won't shut up. Anyway.
Huh? Cool story, bro.
Look it up.
That's from Jennifer Noble.
Have a moment
V1.
Of silence for Chief Dan George.
How'd Josie handle that?
Hi, Dan. My name is David Patty. She won since 99. It is my fiance's 34th birthday. But he does not list the fiance. So if you're engaged to somebody named David Patty, David requests a line 4 guy joke for you.
Two men are sitting in the sauna. One says to the other, "You know, my wife's an angel." "Well, I envy you," the other man said. "Mine's still alive."
That's terrible.
See, recognize Chief Dan George?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
No.
Do you watch a lot of spaghetti westerns?
Does Josie Wales hold up? Because that was one of my favorite movies ever.
It's so long.
They're all so long.
All of them.
So long.
Pick any western, and they're all 245.
You know who ruins The Outlaw Josie Wales? The same woman who ruins every movie that she's in.
Sandra Locke.
Sandra Locke. That's why you should never
mix had one that sang, huh?
Business
one
with
what?
Pleasure.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
And would that be attractive? All right, sing.
I mean, it's a
meow 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 meow
figure of speech.
Get it?
Oh yeah.
Donovan got it.
Yeah.
So smart and hot.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Marcus Spears is 38.
He's
the big swagoo.
Multiple titles with the Cowboys.
Speaking of multiple titles, Steve Sarkisian is 47.
Sark is here.
All
his
gas,
first order
no
business,
breaks.
Make sure you sing the song.
Listen.
He's so beaten by the song already.
He had a...
He's probably looking at how to get out of there, what his buyout is.
He had a small...
Steve Sarkisian.
Point of entry issue to work through, and now it's good.
Right. No, it's not.
Ooh, counterpoint.
I win. Mino.
You're probably right, but like, trying to stay courageous. You
the
know?
Song is going to drive him right back to the bottle.
I'll bet you
jeez.
A bottle.
Can I joke
that he's right?
That's
a bottle of seltzer water.
Look, if you're an alcoholic and you've had some missteps like him,
I'm listening.
If you can play me at the camp out, that I'm worth two Native Americans minus the alcoholism, then I can go after Sark.
We didn't play it. You just said it.
Oh, you got a
Kenny
clean
the Jet
one.
Smith is 56.
I'm worth two Native Americans minus the alcoholism.
All right.
Kenny the Jet Smith is great until you put him on a dunk competition, and then he ruins it.
Oh, he was pretty bad.
Can we agree?
Is that your fault for watching the dunk competition?
100%.
It was halftime. By the way, pretty good this year.
So you're locked in live.
I think
halftime?
They found the proper format. No, I made a point to watch it.
Three dudes, three dunks, get it over with.
It was great.
Right.
Four walls.
I agree.
Heinz Ward,
and now
45.
I know who Obi Trippin is.
Not Obi Trippin.
Kyle Trippin. Allen is 25.
His sister Girlsby.
Jim Rice, 68.
Ooh, that was quality. Thank
Boy,
you.
Jason, I love Jim Rice.
Jason Elam, 51.
Didn't he hold the longest field goal ever at one point?
Yes.
He had the longest full-footed field goal.
Yeah. Ladies be tripping.
Yeah, because there was a separate category.
Damn it.
He had half foot, three-quarter foot, and full right. foot.
Did anybody see
what about no foot?
Obi's dad's dunk tape?
Dude, that's who needs to be in the next dunk competition.
That's when I realized there was a chance I didn't get the DNA lottery.
You don't think your dad has been out in the on the blacktop.
I would love to see my dad's best dunk attempt of his life.
What do you have
Can
to put
Michael
on
Jordan
shorts?
Still dunk?
Has he ever put on shorts?
That's a good question, too. Has he ever dribbled a basketball?
Would your dad dunk even if he could?
No, I think
it's purist. He likes
probably not fundamentally
just
sound.
Just the layup line.
He's probably going to lay it up right on that square, bro.
Right. And you take off with the opposite foot of your layup hand.
Yes.
You're saying your dad has never shot a basketball?
No, I'm positive when I was out there, he might have...
Granny shot at that
might have given it a old belly push up there sort of thing.
What if he was a really, really fine basketball player?
He wasn't.
He just never knew it. Never had the chance.
Suspenders on his basketball shorts.
He's a lot of things, but I just...
Do you play hoop anymore at all?
I don't think Twitch is anywhere in the mix there.
How are you, youngsters?
Milana Beintrub is
shooting the ball above your waist.
Hey, Bob.
And
hey,
awesome.
Milana.
Kat Von D is 39.
Danny.
Good. Me?
That's all you used to talk about.
All the time.
Kat Von D this.
Me?
Cameron Mannheim is 60.
Oh, the practice.
Yeah.
She's a steamroller.
What happened to her?
Damn it.
She needs to practice soda.
Oh, boy.
I think she... who's the guy that did the practice that Dale used to always talk about, Bob?
It was Boston Legal, right?
Oh, I thought he did them both.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's him.
Boston Legal.
What was the guy's name?
David something?
Kelly?
David Kelly?
That doesn't sound right.
No, that
David E. Kelly.
Oh.
Chuck Kelly?
Not right. Chuck Kelly.
Practice? Yeah, they had to cancel the show. She ate David Kelly.
Mickey Dolenz is 76.
My God.
Corby.
He is the fake Corby.
Still alive.
Is
like
he the
Mickey
last monkey?
Dolan's too much.
Is he the one who made Whiteout?
News for you.
That's Mike Nesmith.
Why did he... The last monkey? Like, was there an order of them?
They're all dead.
Oh, the last living monkey? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He's the McCartney of the monkeys?
Well, there's the Ringo.
And
oh,
they,
yeah,
you
too.
Know what they say, sorry. One monkey don't make no show.
Did they look at him in the deaths what? Of the other monkeys?
Were they ever all at the same time jumping on a bed, and then one fell off and broke his head?
So your theory, Bob, is
it's been animated.
He killed the other monkeys.
What was that?
Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said, three little monkeys jumping on the bed.
It was a giant monkey power struggle.
One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said,
what are you doing?
Two little monkeys. Well, I'm telling Donovan what's
the
song.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's a song? Like the Beatles, Michelle?
I think we've had excellent...
it's about as popular as the Beatles, Michelle.
Now, is Mickey Dolenz a monkey who would throw his feces?
No, he caught it.
Born on this day, now dead. Alan Hale Jr.
Skipper.
Baby Skipper.
What year was he born, does it say? Like 1964?
Yeah, he was 31 is the Skipper.
Was it 1989,
when
right?
was he
He
born?
Was definitely...
Younger than he looked.
He was born in 1921.
Damn. Okay.
Younger than Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, he was like 42 whenever that started.
Clive Burr.
Do you think that he ate more steak?
Drummer for Iron Maiden.
Than Tom Brady.
And Jim Bouton.
Like, rare steak.
Is that the
steak.
One with one arm?
No.
Dead on the stage, still
band.
Dead. We have Millard Fillmore.
Bob.
William Howard Taft.
Bob.
Two presidents.
Yes. Which ones are they?
Millard Fillmore?
Yeah, we need the president.
No, no, that's Mike.
Oh.
I'm not...
come on, Bob.
You guys confused.
I don't know that one.
Is there one person ever named Millard Steel?
That was what Flea and Patrick Swayze wore, those masks.
Millard
like the bank tellers are so confused.
Just like,
who are you?
Before I give you this money, could you tell me who you are?
We have a bet in the back here in the vault of who the hell you are. Millard Fillmore, bro.
George Martin died on this day. The Beatles producer.
Not George R.R.R. Martin.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe D.
Ray Nitschke, Bob.
Greatness. Friend of the show.
Really?
No, a friend of my Liberty radio show.
Is that the one where you just called him in the phone book?
Yes, I was 20 or 21 and...
He was listed.
I just thought, well, what if I call information in Green Bay. I wonder if there's any famous Packers listed. And Ray Nitschke was listed.
Really?
And he answered the phone.
Hello.
And did like 20 minutes.
What do you want?
Awesome.
You ever tape it? He looked like the guy.
Yeah, probably. I don't know where.
He looked like the guy. First off, he couldn't start for the 8th grade Allen football team.
You don't understand Ray Nitschke.
Finally. Are you guys ready to do the show without Corby? If indeed you have to?
Every day.
On this day, died on this day
we,
in 1973.
We show up every day
preparing for an OD.
Ron McKernan.
Oh, no. Pigpen?
Of the Grateful Dead.
Danny, we lost Pigpen on this day.
Well, tune in Thursday at 5:15.
It's a Pigpen joke.
Get it?
I got it.
Did you get it, Donovan?
No.
What?
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.